Let's check in with the WPKY broadcast crew here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
And we're back on the road again for National FFA Week here at Hudson. And I know the folks here at Hudson and Princeton, they are great supporters of FFA and supporters of young people as well. Tell us what's going on. I know you guys are, you know, they always say National Farm Machinery Show, and everybody's ready to get in the field.
Oh, yeah, that's when the door opens for us, really. I mean, that opens the floodgates is what we call it around here. We can definitely tell that it's starting to pick up. They did have the big tractor pull last weekend up at Oak Grove, so it kind of held off a little longer than it normally does. But, yeah, we're just ready to rock and roll now here.
What do you guys got coming? What do you guys own down the lot, and what are you talking about for 2026 here?
Of course, we are a steel dealer, so it's getting time for to do your yard work and all that. So we've got your string, your if you need a chainsaw, chains, bars, any of that kind of stuff. We've also got sales on right now on belts, filters, blades for your lawnmowers. So if you need your maintenance kit, swing by and pick one up, or we still are doing our pickup and delivery through the service department, so feel free to call the service department. We can come out and get your lawnmowers for you. Right now we're also running specials on planter parts, so of course it's getting about that time. So if you're needing any planter parts, your bushings for your A-arms or anything like that, feel free to call us. We've got all this stuff in stock waiting on them.
That's important. And you might find a little something green out here on the lot, too, sometimes.
Oh, yeah, we've got anything from your X390 lawnmowers to your Z2s, 3s, 4s, 5s, 6s, all the way up from 48-inch to 72-inch decks. We've got diesel and gas burners. So we've got any kind of lawnmower, or we got our Gators as well. We got diesel and gas of them. Then we got our compact tractors, which is one of our better selling things that comes with loaders, that backhoes, any kind of attachment that you want. Kyle, our salesman, he does a fantastic job on our lawn and garden sales. And Tristan is our large ag salesman. He's out right now with back surgery, but you can call him. He will answer the phone and can work deals. So feel free to stop in and see them guys as well.
I think it's important. And, you know, this is a time of year folks are really getting ready to get out in the field. And you guys have a lot of great tradition behind the Hudson name here.
Yeah, we're proud sponsors of the FFA and the 4-H. I grew up in that as well. I remember showing steers at Trick County. Finished third, so I was really proud about that. And then this morning we was talking that y'all was coming, and I was asking the guys, we have a Tuesday talk, and I there had a couple of former officers, and I said, do y'all remember the Creed, or do y'all remember, you know, I said, I was a backup sentinel, and I started popping off my sentinel, you know, through the door past many friends of the FFA, and I said, does any of y'all guys remember that? And they all just kind of hung their head. And I said, well, it's been 25 years, and I can still remember parts of it. Surely y'all guys can, you know. FFA and FHA both has been a big part of Hudson and a big part of our communities and the youth. We also have our youth program where we're trying to get young people involved with the technicians. And parts. Once a year they do a sign up. So if you've got some kids that are wanting to get involved in mechanic skills or the agriculture community in a whole, we do have that program with Hudson. So make sure you go on HudsonInc.com and you can look that up. You can apply for that, put your name in the hat for that. Not every store does it, but some of the stores do it. So, have to do a little reading to find out if you qualify, but that's another good program that we have for our youth as well.
And that's good too, because you know, you got some guys who are great mechanics, they're great at working on things, and to be a tech in today's world, I mean, it takes somebody who knows the equipment but also can understand a little electronics too.
The older technicians, you know, it was more of a mechanical thing where you would tear a motor down and rebuild it. Nowadays, it's more of you've got a hook to a computer, and the machines are so smart, they tell you what's wrong with them. And so our older techs sometimes struggle with that, where these newer guys are more computer literate, and that's what it's going to. Even the AMS side of things, where your GPS and tracking and self-drives tractors and all that stuff, there's programs to get these guys involved, and we're already shorthanded. The youth is not as big a part as farming, in my opinion, anymore. And so that's why we try to give a few open doors for some young people to come in here, because we've got to have people to keep doing all the farming around here. I mean, not just here, but, I mean, the farmhands and all together. So, I mean, we've got to support our FFA and FHA and keep them going.
You're exactly right. We're here at Hudson to talk about FFA Week and really about what Hudson does for this community. And yeah, they give back a lot here. And I had some great customers. Good to see one of my friends from Seven Springs Farms in here getting some parts. And when he comes around, he sees the microphone, he goes the other way. So we'll be back at Hudson on WPKY 103.3 FM at 1580 AM.